So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wolambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuNtulikazi 2024 ku Gifts Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Uthapazwa ngasiwori olilunga lekudali lePhalamende. Wathi nje ngamapholisa ezisida sepanyeke udaba lolu lemthethwandaba esithi kumele ahlawulwe ngamapholisa la.
Ikakhulu ebantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili lakobomama ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile enye impilo yokuthi nezindlela zokudinga imali.
Izakhamizi zewange zikhala ngendlala esihlasele abantwana.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasosha webutho asese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, ayikhona ngalapha, ayikhona ngalapha.
Abaphikisayo bathi sebethwele nzima eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umlumzana Dav Takutswa ngasiwore wathunjwa ngamapholisa ensida nyakenye amphosela emoteni amtshaya kabuhlungu njalo wahlatshwa ijekiseni engaziwayo uzefuna ukuhlawulwa inkulungwane ezilikhulu zamajumi amahlanu amadola emelika 150,000 United States dollars. Ungasiwore olilunga ledale lepharlamente ekubandla le-CCC wakhululwa izigqoko kulandela uthunjwa kwakhe wavalwa amehlo ngamasaka ngabacatshangelwa ukuba babesebenza lohulumende webandla leZANU-PF. Wahlala esibhedlela okwesikhathi eside eselatshwa izilonda abalazo kulandela ukuthunjwa kwakhe. Selihlekile ukuxhuma isikhulumelo samapholisa uCommissioner Paul Nyati obengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi, lomongameli Philippe Nyusi wakwele Mozambique, namhla balobelane isivumelwano sokwakha isitishi semikhumbi esetechnopanine waterport. Phansi kwesivumelwano lesi kuzalungiswa injanji ezaxhumanisa amazwe omathathu okuzathwalwa khona impahla etshiyeneyo. Kunenge ukhangelelwe ukuba kuzathwalwa izitimela phakathi kwamazwe la ngokuya kwesikhathi. Uza sihlaziye udaba lolu siqoqelwe umnumzana Angus Jones Wanda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies.
Kuzanceda ukuthi labahambisa impahla zisuka eBotswana zisuka eMozambique kumbe zisuka eMozambique zisuka eZimbabwe kube lula ukuthi sihambise impahla zethu labantu njalo nxa befuna ukuhamba ngoba kahle kahle sasingabantu banye kungakaze kwabuya iBerlin Conference eyafika yasehlukanisa.
Ye kodwa siyabona kule Bayra Corridor khona manje naleyana ukuthi kuthola amafutha epetulo. Kambe ukuthi kuyasinceda yini khona kuthatha iBayra ukuya eZimbabwe?
Ye, kuyasinceda kakhulu ngoba alubana ibingekho iBayra Corridor thethe asingakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe si-landlocked asila access to ulwandle. LeBotswana layo ngokufanayo ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eNtshonalanga kumele iqale idlule eNamibia. Ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eChina ngapha Mpumalanga kumele iqume eZimbabwe leMozambique. So kuzanceda futhi ukuthi iBayra Corridor leyana layo ibe lokungezeleleka kwetraffic okuzayenza ukuthi kube lomsebenzi. Kanti njalo indaba yamafutha kwalubana yayingekho iBayra Corridor ngaba silenkinga ezinkulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angus Jones Banda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies obexoxa leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Abesifazane esigabeni sakwaMvuthu eWange bakhala ngendlala ikakhulu ebantwaneni asebehamba ezikolo belambile. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Amakhosikazi la athi akulanhlelo zenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zokunika abantu ukudla, njalo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-social welfare kaluphathisi zonke izakhamizi. Omunye wabakhala ngendlala ngunkosikazi Shamiso Mpofu.
Ikakhulu ebantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili la komama, ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile inye impilo yokuthi nezinye indlela zokudinga imali ezingekho right bezifaka ku-risk ngenxa yomumo khona ngoba kubi phandle la.
Unkosikazi Dina Maseko oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisikhombisa ohlala esigabeni seNdlovu laye ukhala ngendlala.
Le indlala esilapha lonyaka isinkulu kakhulu, sake sayibona ngo-2008 but yayingcono yayinjengale esibhekane layo kathesi.
Unkosikazi Maseko uthi indlala le isiphazamisa abantwana esikolo.
Abantwana bayahawula kakhulu besiye esikolo, kumele bahambe bedlile bethwele impako konke lokho kabakutholi.
Unkosikazi Margaret Nyoni we BH23 laye uthi sokunzima ukondla abantwana ngenxa yendlala.
Ubuhlungu lo uhulumende ngayo yasawukela, kanti sisabuya saphiwa amabele nunu ahamba hawula kuthuli kathesi. Imali yokuthi uyebhadala isikolo, imali yokuthi uthenge impuphu, imali yokuthi uziphilise ka umntwana uyawatsha ekuseni uyadla ufuna uthwala umphako, kakukho akuloku khona.
Kunyanga edluleyo izakhamizi lezi zithi zaholiswa ingcosana yomumbu ama-7.5 kilograms umuntu ngamunye, kodwa lolu hlelo lwalungagoqeli zonke izakhamizi. Uhulumende uthi abantu abafika izigidi phose ezilitshumi 9 million badinga ukudla ngenxa yendlala ebangelwe yisikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esenza kungani kuhle izulu ngesikhathi sokulima amabele. Kusenjalo, umphathintambo ohlangothi lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thore Raimoyo ubike ukuba kusukela kuviki ezayo uhulumende uzabela izikolo ukudla okuzaphekelwa abafundi ngenhloso yokwehlisa izinga lephango elihlasela abafundi ezikolweni zonke zikahulumende. Umoyo uthi baphiwa luhlangothi lwezokulima isilinganiso samathani afika phose inkulungwane 900 tons kukhangelelwe ukuba bazaphekelwa nsuku zonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikomvuthu ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Abasola umbuso weZANU-PF athi ubotshwa madlayana kwamalunga amabandla aphikisayo kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzimisele ukugxilisa umbuso wengcindezelo kulokuthi ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu lentando kaZulu, kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Wathi engena embusweni ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngemva kokugwenqulwa kukamuyi uRobert Mugabe libutho, uMnangagwa wathembisa ukuba ngumbusi olalelayo njalo ohlonipha intando yabaningi, idemokhrasi esithi ilizwi labantu lilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Wakuveza sobala ukuthi wayejonge ukuzehlukanisa loMgabe owayesaziwa ngodlakela kumabandla aphikisayo nabalwela amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa abanye bathi ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu abagoqela osaphethe isikhundla somkhokheli welinye lamacele e-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Jameson Timba lamalunga ebandla lakhe angamachumi phose ayisishiyagalombili 78 kukhomba ukuthi uMnangagwa loMgabe zimbila zantabanye. UThimba labanye bakhe sebefikisa inyanga egcweleyo bevalele entulongweni. Ngemva kokubotshwa besendlini kaThimba benanza usuku lwe-Day of the African Child ngenyanga edluleyo besethiswa icala lokuqoqa uDlakela okulicala abalandulayo. Ingcweti kezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uMnumzana Bekezela Gumbu uthi ukungenela kwebutho kundaba zembusazwe yikho okwenza uhulumende kaMnangagwa eqhubeke ngokwethusela abantu lokubahlukuluza.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasosha kwebutho ngasese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, ayikhona ngalapha, ayikhona ngalapha.
Amazwi kaGumbo agcizelele ligqwetha elwela amalungelo oluntu uMnumzana David Maseko yena othi uhulumende usebenzisa imithetho efana lowe-Maintenance of Peace and Order Act, MOPA, ukuvimba imihlangano yamabandla aphikisayo lenkululeko kaZulu.
Ungakhayela uJameson Timba wabotshwa besendlini ele yiyo esikhiweni esithi yi-private residence.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu uMnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza kakhulu lo mnumzana Itai Zamara owathunjwa wanyamalala ngokuphela ngesikhathi sikaMgabe uthi indlela uhulumende aqina ngayo ukuthi wethule umthetho olawula ukusebenza kwenhlanganiso ezimeleyo owe private voluntary organization bill kutshengisa ukuba ufuna ukwephula amalungelo abantu.
Singakhanyelisisa kusukisela uhulumende eqalisa ukubusa lapha abayenza khona ikhu yabo uMnangagwa waqalisa ngokuvala isikhala esingasithi yi-civil space.
Ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza le-University of Zimbabwe uMnumzana John Dube uthi uhulumende kaMnangagwa walisa abantu ukutshengisela emgwaqweni ngoba wesaba ukuthi bengamvukela ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo ezigoqela ukudilika komnotho.
Bayathi bengaprotesta bengamkhipha esikhundleni sakhe ngoba atesti into vele ziwomile i-economy inzima.
UNkosikazi Zinomalanga Ncube ohlaziya ezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso ye-accountability lab laye ulombono ofanayo.
Kulama insecurities ngenxa yokuthi ungakhangela ukuthi othimba babotshwe lenja. I-Gen Z eKenya ivungamisile yangena esitradeni bathi asifuni lokhu lalokhuyana sofuna umthetho othile.
Kodwa abebandla le-ZANU-PF bathi umbuso kaMnangagwa uhlonipha intando kaZulu. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Mabutho Moyo okuCentral Committee yaleli bandla.
Amaphupho phecelezi esingathi i-vision alayo ngelizwe leZimbabwe akumelanga iphanjaniswe.
Osebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lizokukhitshwa kwembiko umnumzana Richard Mahomva uvumelane nomoyo. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Human Rights Watch ithi abakhokheli be-SADC kumele bakhuze uhulumende kaMnangagwa phezu kokwephula amalungelo abantu. Ithi ukukhahlanyezwa kwaZulu sokufike kuzinga elibi phambilini komhlangano walumanyano ozaqhutshelwa eHarare mhlaka 17 ngoNcwabakazi. UMnangagwa uthi abababandla aphikisayo bayabotshwa ngoba beqoqa udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC lo. UMnangagwa usanda kwazisa ukuthi uzasuka embusweni ngo-2028 lapho azaphutha khona amahlandla akhe amabili okubusa avunyelwa isisekelo sombuso welizwe i-constitution. Kodwa abanye bathi abathembi ukuthi uqinisile ngoba ekhanya elesifiso sokuqhelisa umbuso wakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
USusan Njenjerai umlingisi obesaziwa ngegama elithi My Ruizi kumabonakude ungcwatshwe namhla eHarare. Bekunabantu abaningi abavalelise eWarren Hill Cemetery abancome imisebenzi yakhe yayikumabonakude lapho ayeyilingisa lo Saphirio Matsikatire kumbe uMkadoda kudrama series eyayilesihloko esithi Mkadoda Family. Wezi patalene leze Melika.
Umongameli wele Melika uMnumzana Joe Biden uyala ukudedela omunye njengokukhuthazwa ngabanye abakhokheli bebandla lakhe kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwezinye izigaba zingxoxompikiswano ayenze lo Donald Trump ngenyanga edluleyo. Nxa uBiden engangenanga kukhetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats, ngubani ozangena? Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi ngubani ongathatha lesi sikhundla. Umongameli Joe Biden uthi ungena kukhetho lolungenhloso yokunqoba.
I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president.
Ngibona sengathi yimi ngedwa engingenelisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli.
Kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwakhe ukungxoxompikiswano ngenyanga edluleyo, abanye abakhokheli bebandla sebekhuthaza uBiden ukuthi adedele omunye kusikhundla sozamela amaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli. Umqondisi we-University of Virginia Center for Politics uMnumzana Larry Sabato uthi kulandela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lama primaries ibandla lama Democrats alingeke limsuse esikhundleni lesi.
There is only one way for a nominee to be removed, and that is for the nominee to decide not to run before the convention, to open it up, to let
akula enye indlela yokukhipha okhethwe ukumela ibandla kukhetho ngaphandle kokuthi yena athi akasenelisi ukuncintisa kungakaqhutshwa umhlangano weconvention.
Nxa uBiden engachiya lesi sikhundla, umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris nguye ongasithatha. UHarris uthi uBiden nguye owakhethwa libandla njalo usetshengise ukwethembeka ngendlela etshiyene lekaTrump osowehlukana lowayengumsekeli wakhe uMike Pence.
Note, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, only one candidate on that stage has the endorsement of his own vice president.
Phakathi kukaJoe Biden loDonald Trump, kulo yedwa kuphela usekelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli amkhethayo uJoe Biden.
UHarris engamela ibandla lamaDemocrats kulolu khetho ulakho ukuphatisa ngokuletha abavoti abangelacele, ukutsho usikhicamfundo Christian Gross o University of South California.
The one thing with Kamala Harris that I think makes her a little bit more electable than Biden right now, so if you look at the polling, there's more independents who are undecided about her, so she can persuade people.
Into eyodwa elakho ukwengeza amathuba okuvotelwa kukaKamala Harris kulo Biden ikuthi abangelacele abanengi abakathathi isinqumo sokuthi bengamvotela na, ngakho ulakho ukubancenga ngcono ukwedlula uBiden.
Omunye olakho ukuthatha isikhundla sokumela amaDemocrats nguGovernor weCalifornia uMnumzana Gavin Newsom. Laye usekela uBiden njalo uvese lokhu ekhankasela ukukhethwa njalo kukamongameli eMichigan ngeviki edluleyo.
Results and outputs and he's produced and so
into eqhakathekileyo kimi impumela njalo impumela kaBiden isegcekeni. Angidingi umuntu olamandla, ngidinga umkhokheli oqotho.
UGovernor weMichigan uGretchen Whitmer ngomunye wabakhokheli okubikwa bengathatha isikhundla sikaBiden, laye ulokhu esekela umongameli. Unkosikazi Whitmer wakhethwa njalo kusigaba esiqakathekileyo kukhetho njalo ethandwa ngabaningi kubandla lamaDemocrats ngoba esekela inhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi njalo ezama ukumisa udlakela lwezibhamu.
Week after week in America, we see grim, familiar headlines. Every place you can think of, every situation you can imagine has been shattered by gun violence.
Sibona indaba ezilocuku ezifanayo nsuku zonke lapha eMelika. Indawo zonke ongazicabanga sikhangelane loduko lodlakela lwezibhamu.
UGovernor weKentucky uMnumzana Andy Beshear gaziwa kakhulu elizweni njengoNewsom loWhitmer, kodwa waziwa kakhulu esigabeni esisezansi elizwe esilabasekela abaningi ababandla lama-Republican. UGovernor weIllinois uJP Pritzker nguye ophatha umhlangano omkhulu walonyaka owama-Democrats oweconvention njalo ule mali yakhe enela ukusebenza komkhankaso kamongameli ongaphuza ukuqala. Njalo ukulo Michelle Obama ohlala esala ukungena kukhetho lukamongameli kodwa olokhu ethandwa kakhulu ngabavoti abaningi. Ucwaningo lweReuters olokhetho ngeviki edlulileyo beliveza ukuthi uBiden loTrump bengathola amavoti alinganayo, kodwa uMichelle Obama enganqoba uTrump ngenani eliyisilinganiso esedlula ithumi ekhulwini i-10%. USabato uthi akasoze ancintise.
She's much too smart after 8 years in the White House to want to go back, much less to be president.
Ukhaliphile, kangeke afuna ukubuyela e-White House njengomongameli ngemva kokuba ngumkamongameli okweminyaka eyisishiyangalombili. Ngakho singakhuluma ngamabizo ubusuku bonke, kodwa okuqakathekileyo yikuthi ngubani ofuna ukungena kulesi sikhundla kumbe owenelisa ukuqoqa imali yomkhankaso njalo elethuba lokubumba iqembu elingathola usekelo lwabaningi kuconvention.
Nxa uBiden engaqhubeka ngokuncintisa, udaba lokuthi ngubani ongathatha isikhundla sakhe lulakho ukuqhubeka kuze kuye kuqhutshwa umhlangano weconvention yebandla lamaDemocrats eChicago ngenyanga ezayo. Udaba lolu luqoqwe indatshana izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalethulela yimi uDaba Kancube owe Studio 7.
Womanje sokusikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ye-WhatsApp.
Salubonani kuStudio 7, litshona njani basakazi abalaleli? Yeah, hayi, siyazizwa indaba leyo eyamatitsha leyo, hayi. Ivele bona akusikuthi bayafundisa la matitsha, bayazi ukuthi iMatabeleland yonke vele isemazweni bazofundisa abantwabethu into engayisiyo, sibhadaliswa izimali nje kuphela. Akula lutho olutheni vele kuthiwa umuntu usukela khona le maswingo esiza khona ngapha eMatabeleland. Bayazi with the rest is le bazothatha imali zethu nje kuphela. Mahara futhi uma ungazuye eGrace 7 wangkhona, abanye bangkhona bamazi what is your name. Manje ukuthi ngabantwana balabo uthi abafunda kodwa izimali zifuneka zonke ezinjalo. Nasibhadalela into esingaziyo nje abantwana bethu, and futhi vele bamoshakile right through.
Okay, Studio 7 njani basakazi bami, linjani, siyaphila. Ngosurrender Dube esigabeni sakokheme eplumhle ngaphansi kwasoduku wandi moya. Ngicela mathakazi abahle bathakazi bonke jikelele, asihlanganeni bathakazi, sibumbane sibe yinto eyodwa bathakazi abahle. Kanti sibusa kanjani izwe sehlukene kodwa basempumalanga bahlangene, thina sigijima siyoxhasa ezinye izizwe zasempumalanga nawo ama-political pathways. Sikhona siyi-MRP sithi sihlandeleni isixhase bathakazi abahle, sikwazi ukuziphatha. Kumanje sifundiswa ngesishona, sifundiswa ngayo yonke into, abantwana bebancane grade 0 ama-ministers ayakhuluma ayaxotshwa. Asihlanganeni bantu, inkululeko yethu ayibanjwanga ngabo ukufika komthakazi, ibanjwe yithi abakomthakazi ngokusapota abantu bokufika.
Siyabingela, siyabonga, siyadana kakhulu, siyadumala ukuzwa abantu bakithi besifa indlala phezu kokuthi kade kusaziwa i-government ezanu PF ukuthi akudla kukho kulesomiso izulu alikho. Bona bahlulekile ukuthi bakhokhele ilizwe ekulimeni iminyaka lokuthi bekwazi ukubeka imali bangakwazi ukuzidingela ukudla kwamanye amazwe. Into abayaziyo kwaleli mbusweni lokubopha ama-opposition kuphela.
Ye, linjani uStudio 7? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ngifana kogodlwa omahlaba ayithola komajiyampondo, ukhuluma esemzini omkhulu wakobulawayo la. Indaba le ekhona kwelakithi lapha ezigi le ngamadlwane la, ungehliwe emakhaya le abantu basesililweni ngenxa yendlala le esibangelwa la yiyona lizigi esigcwele indawo yonke, ihlatshelwa ukuthi ingabonakali, ingasebenzi. Imali le isemafonini kuphela, njalo iholwa ngababili ngabathathu, ayisebenzi. Nanku phela iyafakazeka ezintweni ezingaphandle kwamabhoda, kayisebenzi. Khona izinto zivela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamabhoda. Emakhaya ngale abantu bathwele nzima, kuze kuthi abangapha ezansi yamaNdebeleni bancedwa lirandi yilo abalisebenzisayo. Angazi ukuthi engaka kula randi engaka kuyisimo bani. Umphathi lizwe lo angikhona ukuthi abamadvayizayo bamadvayizele eqinisweni ukuthi bafuna ukumgwenxa, kumbe laye nguye vele ofuna ukuzigwenxa. Hayi, Studio 7 kuyadaka lokho okwenziwa kwelakithi la.
Studio 7, salibonani linjani? Witness yaphila, siyaphila Studio 7. Sibuhlunga la bantu be-TPC lokho bebetshiwe la manje lokho besejele. Ngenkulumo kaGawuli le ebethi yena abantu babotshiwe, babotshile babathelebela amacala. Kuhlunguza usizi kakhulu lokho okhunya uGawuli, ngoba abantu abala amacala ungajidekisisa phakathi kwabo bona uGawuli lalaba abantu ababotshiwe. Ngobani abantu abala amacala? Kathesi uGawuli wehluleka khona, uhluleka khona, bavotisile, bazivotisile bona labo chabanga bawina. Behluleka khona lokulungisa sona isitarada sona esiyi-one Gawuli. Ngobani umuntu ole-corruption okumele ukuthi ngawusejele wena nalalaba abantu ababotshiweyo? Ngicane imbuzela uGawuli khona lo ukuthi esiphendule khona lapho ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ngawusejele phakathi kwabo. Uhluleka khona ukulungisa isitarada esiyi-one, yokulungisa ithalayithi eliyi-one. Imali lezi abazikola bazisa kuphi uGawuli? Yini imali abaziphiwa ngi-government mani ukuthi belukuza bazisa kuphi? So enjele ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ukuthi ngawusejele phakathi kwakhe lalabo bantu, nalabo abantu ade bezama ukuthi futhi lalabo bantu ade bengayenzi leyo mpilo ucabanga ukuthi ade beyenze. So Gawuli, please siyalicela, hloniphana abantu, kuzaliphelela lokho elikwenzayo.
Lapho ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba nomculi weRumba uAlpheus Moyo, yena ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Mr. Donkey Piri emculweni ehamba leqembu lakhe legegema extra musica bephethe isingli yabo entsha. Nangexoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiphuma elupani edandanda esigabeni sasegigema ngaphansi kwasobhuku uDibela Khumalo. Hhayi, emculweni sokulesikhashana sibili ngikhona. Le ingoma yami engiyithumeleyo manje i-single track, bengingahambi ngedwa, bengihamba lomaqeda imbuzi ngithatha phansi le matopo kwelasebhandla. Ingoma elesihloko esithi uRasta ebhema imbanje. Engomeni zami ezikhathini ezinengi babhezi emahlayeni, ngifuna ukuthi abantu abane-stress ma bebona ingoma kaDonkey Piri behleke.
Uyazi manje ziza esenze nje mfana Donkey Piri, ungikhumbuza kulwa mnyaka okwangisiza kuwo mfana. Uyazi sasuka kuyimi lolo kuzenze nalo unasikele lo uthanda bese
aba ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangabe befuna umsebenzi wami lapho engi-actor khona nanapho engicula khona banithola ku 066 408 8011, 066 408 8011. Kutiktok igama leqembu gegema esikamsika yimsebenzisa lona, then kufacebook ngu-Alpheus Aristo Dewa.
Abalandeli ubachiyela wapha amazwi?
Ngiyabonga isupport abanginikeza yona. Kukati ke maduzani ngibathembisa i-single track enesihloko esithi wakhohliswa ngubani. Maduzani ekupheleni kwa-August ngicabanga ukuthi ingoma engizayilontshela lapho engizalwa khona kithi edandanda egegema mhlaka 31 August. Isihloko sayo sithi wakhohliswa ngubani. Ngiyabonga kakhulu msakazi.
Uyazi uRasta walalebhemi mbanje ukuthi kubonke wabhemi mbanje uRasta dakimbanje. Uyazi ukuthi emakuthi sesipeni ilanga liphuma sokuthiwa besambulula ukubandezela ukonyani ukhona wena awubona ngithi mangasayenzakala nawo abantu boleli bebhenyisa imbanje kusuku bonke endlini kaRasta. Sesiphumele kubanje kusele ilanga seliphumile nkosi yami. Awu nanko ukuthi emnyisi ngithi ngiyathi njengoba imbanje lazivele ekhanda sembona ukuyinje okunyelezileyo.
Khuluke Donkey Piri sibulele ngembambo lapha ngolivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthombo sithembayo uGives Dube lilale zibukandaba lingakhohlwa iLadok iyalandela khona manje.
Y Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.